98.1 KZE. It's MK with you on your Monday afternoon. This weekend, the Saugerties Artist Studio Tour returns for its 21st season, and Barbara Bravo is back to tell us all about it. Welcome back, Barbara.
Hi, MK. I'm delighted to be here.
So how is the planning process going? I'm just going to throw you right in.
We are at the tail end of the planning. Mm-hmm. We coast to the weekend. It's been a very busy year with building the tour and creating all the different aspects of it. And we're really thrilled. We have 37 artists.
Is that the highest number yet so far?
No. There's a little bit of an attrition, but still 37 fabulous artists. 8 of them are brand new to the tour, which is very exciting. And one is a returning artist who hasn't been with us for several years.
Awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And they've all been hard at work creating new works of art. And we cover every kind, I would say almost every kind of visual arts aspect.
Yeah. So for the uninitiated, the Saugerties Artist Studio Tour is a weekend. This weekend, this year, it's the 12th and 13th.
Yes.
Where you can tour the studios of all of these independent artists who live in the Saugerties area. And they open up the studio for people to come by and visit, which is pretty rare because these are often their homes, mm-hmm. as well as their studios. Mm-hmm. And how did this concept come about? Was this your idea back in the day?
No, actually, it was generated by a friend of mine. And we didn't have any concept of what a studio tour meant. And in the beginning, we only had 11 artists. Mm-hmm. And we tried all kinds of variations from renting school buses to take people around, but that really didn't work out. So the best way that people can take the tour is to pick up one of our very colorful tour maps and use it in conjunction with our website, which also has tour maps plus Google Maps for each studio, and make their way. It's a self-guided tour, so yeah. They can start whenever they like and stay as long as they like at any particular studio, and then just get back on the road. And yeah. Saugerties is just a beautiful place to drive around in.
It is. The outskirts of Saugerties are gorgeous. And of course, the main part of town is lovely as well. And there's a few within the walkable downtown.
Yes. I think that we have about, thinking of the numbers now, 8. We have 8 in the village.
Yeah.
And then all the rest are in the surrounding areas.
Yeah. Yes. You know, looking at this map, Barbara, the thing that keeps coming to mind is why is there such a concentration of artists in the Saugerties area? Do you have any idea? Is it a coincidence? Like, because you're an artist yourself and you live in the Saugerties area.
Yeah, I've been in Saugerties for nearly 40 years. So when I moved there, I was looking for the right kind of space. Mm-hmm. I needed a big building. I'm a potter, so I needed space for all of the things that's entailed with pottery. And I guess, it's kind of a vibe. It's just like a nice town.
Yeah.
And we are finding that more and more artists are coming to Saugerties. Now, I don't know the reason. They may be being pushed out. COVID had a lot to do with people wanting to make changes. Mm-hmm. And so Saugerties has become very attractive and by the fact that we have 8 new artists.
Yeah. And did they contact you? Did they hear about the studio tour and reach out?
Yes. Well, often what they've done is take the tour and they get a feeling for it. And then they say, gee, I would like to be part of this.
Yeah.
And then they reach out and they contact me and we take it from there.
So that's if somebody's out there listening and they're an artist in Saugerties going, man, I want to be on the tour next year.
They can just go on our tour website at saugertiesarttour.org. And they can find information on how to apply.
Very cool. So yeah, saugertiesarttour.org is a great resource. And then where do we pick up these maps?
Oh, we make sure they're everywhere.
Okay.
Well, we even have some on this side of the river. On the website, when you look under maps, there's a listing of likely places where you'll find maps. Mm-hmm. And then most of the Saugerties businesses have maps. The businesses in the village, we like to stock them up with maps.
Yeah.
So that and every studio, every artist studio has maps. So if you can get to one, you can get your hands on a map.
Beautiful. And there's no particular order that you have to do this in.
No, you know what I find? Most people like to, well, they might be friends with some of the artists, so they're going to go to that studio.
Sure.
Some people look for clusters. So if they see there's, you know, 5, 6, 7 studios in one locality, you know, within a short driving distance, they might choose to focus on that. Others will say, well, I'm really interested in sculpture. And so then they circle all the sculptors, and then that's how they kind of plot their day.
I'm trying to see who's the farthest out.
Oh.
I don't know if it's, yeah, it's hard to even quantify it like that. Like number 23, it looks like it's just above
the
map here.
Yeah, there's one that's right up on the Ulster Green border.
Mm-hmm. Is that Ellen Menzies?
Yeah, Ellen Menzies.
Ellen Menzies.
Yes.
Ellen Menzies.
Really fabulous artist. She incorporates human and animal figures into her work. And they're very, I can't even describe them. They're just otherworldly.
Yeah. And Charlie Mitcherson's out there, too, on Bridge
Road.
Yeah,
she's kind of far-flung.
Number one, though. You gave her number one.
Well, you have to start somewhere, you know?
How do you choose? Yeah, how do you, is it in order on the map here? You got the cluster in the village kind of all together, right?
Yeah, so we take a point, and we usually start at the southernmost artist or is somewhere in that vicinity. And we say, okay, this is logical. If somebody wants to start with number one, then who's going to be number two and who's going to be number three?
Sure.
And so we kind of do it that way.
Gotcha. Just got to make it fair. So there will be, this is the Artist Studio Tour in Saugerties we're talking about, SaugertiesArtTour.org if you're just joining us. And there will be art for sale at a lot of these locations.
Oh, yes.
But
definitely.
I think the main point is more to just kind of be able to get a glimpse into the process. And, right? Am I correct in thinking that?
Yeah. You know, it's, here's how one of the ways that I like to think of the tour. It's an opportunity for the artist to really show people what they do.
Yeah.
To really have a conversation with the visitors, to inform them about the process. Visitors can really get a grasp of how this is a viable career. And for the artist, it's an opportunity to have a place where they can really show their work.
Mm-hmm.
Galleries are not always easy to engage with. Various types of art shows may or may not, you know, lead to being a lucrative event.
Mm-hmm.
But when you invite people in and really have a nice heart-to-heart, they may be interested in buying your work. You might meet people who will further your career in some way. Anything can happen. I always tell people, don't underestimate who walks through your door.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yes.
And this is such a unique opportunity to, you know, present those kinds of meetings.
Yes.
And facilitate those
and
kinds
of
meetings.
And one of the things I really do love is when you have an inspiring, aspiring artist come to visit. And last year, I had a young woman who walked through my door, and I just looked at her, and I just knew that she worked in clay.
Mm-hmm.
I could. It was just something, you know, and I work in clay. And so we just got into this most incredible conversation, and she was so excited. Her enthusiasm for learning and experiencing and seeing a future for herself working in clay inspired me. So those kind of magical moments happen. And even families, when families come as a unit, you know, you get the father, the mother, and then you've got some little kids in there. And I always think of that as being an educational moment for those kids because they, you know, they may not be getting very much exposure at school.
Yeah.
So it's another opportunity. They're in a studio. They see all this groovy stuff they can play with.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's a lot of pluses on both sides, on the viewer's side and on the artist's side.
Yeah, whether you yourself are an artist and want to kind of see how everybody else is doing it, maybe you're thinking about setting up a studio, you're planning to set up a studio and you want to see some possibilities. Or if, you know, like me, you are not really that artistically talented at all and you just want to go and see.
Just be curious.
See some art. Yeah. And especially I love that it's focused on Saugerties. I love, you know, elevating from within our own community. And
yes.
And I love that it's been going on for 21 years. That's amazing.
Yes. Yes. It amazes me. seems like only yesterday it was like year five.
Yeah.
Now we're up to 21.
How has it changed over the years? I mean, I'm sure, you know, there wasn't always a Google Maps option 21 years ago.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. The first maps were really hideous. But it's like anything. You grow.
Yeah.
And yes, our first maps were pretty much black and white, printed on crummy paper.
Do you have one framed somewhere?
No. Oh, I don't know. I don't think I do. But it's not framed, that's for sure.
But you got to start somewhere.
You have to start somewhere. And as I said, we started with 11 people. And over these 21 years, we have featured more than 160 artists just from Saugerties.
Yeah.
And I'm very impressed by that. You know, these are people that don't always stay within the community. They may be pulled in other directions. They may move away, or they may find that the tour wasn't as satisfying for them personally as they thought it might be. And so it just makes room for more artists.
Yeah.
And so it's been a great ride.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's Saugerties Arts. SaugertiesArtTour.com. I lost the website on here, but it's easy to remember. SaugertiesArtTour.com. The Artist Studio Tour. It's this weekend, the 12th and 13th. And hours are from 10 to 6.
10 to 6 both days.
Both days. So, yeah, grab a map, make a plan. Anybody who is visiting, we get a lot of visitors on the weekends. I think this is a great way to spend your weekend and see a big chunk of the Hudson Valley and do something really unique.
Yes, and the artists will be delighted that you come to visit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Barbara Bravo, thank you so much for joining me once again.
Thank you, MK. This has been wonderful.
Did we miss anything? Anything else you want to mention about the art tour?
I'm just going to give that website again. It's SaugertiesArtTour.org.
Fabulous. That's this coming weekend, the 12th and 13th. SaugertiesArtTour.org. Yes, I think I might have been saying com. So I always like to pick an appropriate song. And I, you know, when you interview somebody about art, the instinct is when I paint my masterpiece. But I didn't want to go in that direction today. I want to do something different. So we're doing Rufus Wainwright, the art teacher on KZE for the Art Studio Tour. SaugertiesArtTour.org.